Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And guys, let me be very clear about this. I am in a good mood right now. And guess what? I have just been rejected by a girl who I asked out on a date, and she said that she wasn't looking for anything, or maybe she said anyone, I don't remember the exact word. But she basically said no. And I am in a good mood. And if only you guys could see my facial expression right now. I am smiling, I am happy, and again, to be very clear, I'm not being sarcastic in any way. I am not secretly upset or disappointed or anything. Like, I am actually in a good mood, and I want to tell you why. Remember my episode, The Mindset Epiphany? This change in my mindset that happened on the 2nd of October 2020. I will remember this date for probably the rest of my life because it was a date where I finally looked myself in the mirror and admitted that I was not courageous enough to ask a girl out on a date properly. That I had been too afraid to escalate or to make moves or to increase my chances of success with dating. I did not do the best that I could because I was afraid. I was anxious, I was nervous, and so forth. And so, if I'm being honest with you guys, today, at 22 years of age, is the first time I ever asked a girl out on a date. Because in the past, when I had interest in a girl, I would never phrase it as a date. I would never say, "Do you want to go out?" I would never say, "Do you want to go on a date?" I would always phrase it as hang out. I would always make it look like a platonic move. Right? Needless to say, that hasn't exactly helped why I'm single for 22 years. Because I have been too afraid to make moves. I've been too afraid to say, let's go out or let's go on a date. Today was the first time I actually made a difference in my life. That's why I'm happy right now. That's why I'm in a good mood. And so, for any other young gentlemen out there listening to this, for any young ladies out there listening to this, here is some crucial, important advice. When you change your mindset, that changes everything. And I think it's rather important to change your mindset when it comes to dating, when it comes to asking somebody out, whether it's a girl or a guy, whether you're a girl or a guy, right? It's about being able to take the chance. This is one of the most common hurdles of society, I would argue, when it comes to dating, is we are too afraid to ask people out. We are afraid, immensely afraid of rejection. We are afraid to take our chances and to shoot our shots with people that we find attractive. We always tell ourselves things like, that girl is out of my league. That guy is too cute, too hot. He has all these girls around him. He's never going to say yes to me. I'm ugly, I'm stupid, I'm insert negative adjective here. This is why that person won't ever date me. I'm not smart, I'm not handsome, I'm not capable. I have no money, I have no fame, I have nothing to offer. And people make up so many reasons and excuses as to why they cannot go ask that person out. Well, I will tell you this, when you overcome that fear of failure, when you overcome that fear of rejection, and when you just go for it, that will make a world of difference. When you focus on just going for it and taking your shot, that can make the world of difference for you. Again, to all my young gentlemen and young ladies out there listening to this, for starters, focus on making the effort, having the courage to try. That's why I'm in a good mood right now. That's why I'm happy. Yes, I've been rejected by a girl who I found attractive, and I wanted the chance to go on a date with her, and she said no. So, ideally, yes, she would have said yes, but she didn't. But that's not my concern because, at the end of the day, for me, this was about my personal development. It was not about whether she said yes or no. It was about me. Do I have the courage to ask a girl out? Do I have the ability to take a chance? Am I not going to be afraid anymore? Am I going to have the courage to make the moves? Because this is something that I struggled with all my life, right? This is why I've been single for 22 years. I look at myself, I hold myself accountable, and I admit that I have been afraid, and today is the day that I made that change. As I just proved by asking this girl out, even though I've been rejected, I've proven to myself that I am not afraid, and I will continue to prove to myself that I am not afraid. This is just the very, very, very beginning. One girl. Asked her out. Boom. Regardless of whether she said yes or no, I asked. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Give yourself a pat on the back when you do take that shot. Because taking a shot takes courage. It makes you vulnerable. It puts you, in a sense, at the mercy of the other person to say yes or no. You let your intentions be known, and the ball is in their court to let you know if they feel the same about you or not. That's why we don't like asking people out. That's why we make excuses. We give ourselves reasons as to why that person will not accept us. And because this is such a massive hurdle for so many, it is important that you congratulate yourself and you treat yourself to something good when you actually overcome that hurdle like I just did. Of course, it might not seem like much. To some people, asking out a girl or a guy is no problem. Maybe it comes to them naturally, but for many of us, it is. And for someone like me, yes, it has been a struggle for me to reveal my intentions to ask a girl out on a date to let her know that I like her. Of course, I am not encouraging people to become quote-unquote alpha males or to just be reckless and brash and bold unnecessarily and just ask out every single girl they see. I'm not saying to do that. But what I am saying is when you come across somebody who you feel like there might be some connection with, or if you think she's cute or whatever and you want a chance to build a relationship or a connection with her, don't be afraid to shoot your shot. Because like I said, that is a problem that a lot of us have. Some of us might not, but for those of you listening who do, I implore you, for the sake of yourself, to take that shot. You never know what exists on the other side of potential no or potential yes. And as I say every now and then, the potential successes, or the successes that do happen, far outweigh the losses, the rejections. Think about it like this. You come across a girl, you think she's amazing, she rejects you. You come across another girl, you think she's amazing, she rejects you. And that happens a few more times. And then you come across another amazing girl, and she accepts. And let's say you guys click, and then she becomes your first girlfriend. Right? And think of all the good things that'll happen, that'll come of that. You have that person in your life. You love her, she loves you. And you'll forget about your rejections. Rejections honestly mean nothing. At the start of any relationship, if you ask a girl out on a date and she says no and you barely know her, you've lost nothing. That is literally the worst thing that can happen. If you ask a girl out, the only thing she can do is say no. And you have lost nothing because you haven't invested anything into that relationship. But when she says yes, then you build something, you build that relationship, and it makes meaning between the two of you. And that is why the yeses far outweigh the no's. And although the no's you might receive a lot more of, the yeses will pay them back in full and more. So my message out there to all of you folks listening to this is take your chances, shoot your shots, and don't be afraid of rejection. It's a big hurdle for a lot of us to overcome, but don't be afraid. The successes that you reap in the end will significantly outweigh the losses that you faced. And like I said, the whole point of this episode is give yourself a pat on the back when you finally overcome that hurdle and ask a girl out or a guy out. When you make a move, doesn't matter if it falls flat, doesn't matter if you're a little awkward, doesn't matter if they say yes or no. Of course, you can learn from your mistakes. If they say no for a clear reason, and you know what that is, maybe don't repeat that to get more and more unnecessary no's, right? But at the same time, at the end of the day, this is about your personal development and you finally having the courage to ask somebody out like I do now. And that's why I'm in a good mood. Because even though I got rejected, I finally had the guts to ask. And for that, I give myself a pat on the back. And if you do the same, you should do the same. So that's my thoughts for the night. Seriously though, if only you guys could see the look on my face right now. I'm smiling. I'm happy. Again, not sarcastic at all in any way. I could not be more honest in my delivery. This is really important for you to understand. This mindset shift can make the entire world of difference in your dating life. So with that said, I hope somewhere in these 11 minutes you have found some value. Hopefully this helps you with your dating life. Hopefully this encourages you to take more chances. Hopefully this encourages you to give yourself a pat on the back for shooting your shots and not beating yourself up, because that's not good. You gave a chance. You gave yourself a chance to succeed. And that takes courage. You are courageous. Good job. And so, with that said, I will go ahead and end this episode here. Thank you for listening, as always, and I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.